Blog Talk Radio.
All these bitches mad, I got my sack up. What? You ain't gonna do nothing, little bitch, you can back up. All these bitches thinking they can fuck with me. What is good? Bitch, I need some company. Yeah. One deep and you little bitches under me. Hair done, nails done, bitch, that's every day. Every day I'm getting this cake, you broke, I can't relate. I tried to put you bitches on, but it's a little too late. You was talking hella shit that chopper in your face. Bitch, you know your place, you cannot fuck with me. Hit that nigga on my line and he stuck with me. Big B's, big bands, bitch, I'm bubbling. Fuck a friend, my Glock, it be lovely. Just left my show and you hoes ain't touching me. Always talking on the net, don't ever do none. Free 600 breezy, bitch, he gon' brew some. Call Molly Brazy, bitch, he gon' shoot some. Got the gang with me, bitch, we gon' brew some. Got my racks up, bitch, you see them honey stuff. Bad bitches in the back, they getting drunk as fuck. Thick hoes, shaking ass, bitch, fuck it up. Better watch yourself, cause you touch me, you gon' get touched. Now it don't take much to get a bitch gone. Five bands on your head, send you home. Late nights and we creeping to the moon. Cuban baby, yeah, I'm sitting on my throne. Now it don't take much to get a bitch gone. Five bands on your head, send you home. Now it don't take much to get a bitch gone. Five bands on your head, send you home.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. Yes, she's from Helen from Florida. Give it up for Kaya Dream.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good. Welcome to Wrestling Factor Radio, Kaya. It's an honor.
It's nice to be, or not be here, but here on the phone.
Yes. Were you a fan of this business growing up?
Yeah, I grew up watching it since I was about 8 years old. And then, it just started from there, watching everybody and going to the shows in my hometown.
Who was your, the ones that you admire in the business while you was watching it?
Well, at that time, who was really popular, like AAA, like DX, and female-wise, Mickie James was my favorite person. I like the Bella Twins back then, too.
Oh, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, do you have an athletic background before pro wrestling?
Yeah, I actually did jiu-jitsu and kickboxing when I was in middle school up until like my freshman year of high school. Got up to a green, or some people do it blue belt, but got up to a green belt in jiu-jitsu. I enjoyed that. I did a few Naga competitions. A lot of fun.
Oh, that's what's up. How long you been in the business so far?
Just about a year now.
You basically a freshman right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty new to the business still, but since I moved to Florida, I've been making a lot of progress.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you must recently coming out of high school.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. About 3 years now. 2 years.
Okay.
About 2 years, yeah. 2018.
You 18?
No, I graduated 2018. I was 17, so I'm 19 now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you Hispanic and Afro American? Your ethnicity?
No, I'm actually black, white, and Japanese. I don't have any Hispanic in me that I know of, but a lot of people think I am. But I do have a pretty good understanding of Spanish just from being around that culture a lot growing up.
Right. Yes, when you're training, what kind of music do you listen to prepare for your shows?
Well, I listen to a little bit of everything, mostly rap pretty much rap, especially if I'm trying to get hype or especially working out or anything like that. I have to listen to something really upbeat. Sometimes reggae, though. Reggae is good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did anyone say that you look like the rap artist Cuban Savage?
No, I've never heard of her. Who is it?
Cuban Savage. Or you can call her Cuban Doll.
No. Oh, Cuban Doll. Okay, I've heard of Cuban Doll. It's the same person. I know you're talking about now. No, I've never heard that one before. But I know who you're talking about now that you say it.
Awesome. What was like being trained at Team Vision Dojo?
I still train there currently. We actually just moved to a new spot in Winter Park, so it's good. It's really good training, really consistent training. Train with all different types of wrestlers that's been in the business and experience. Really good training, really attentive training. Definitely, yeah, like I say, very attentive, and the trainers really focus on you and make sure you get it right. And if you're consistent, you'll learn really quickly there.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Was Jason Rance was also part of training you also?
Yes.
Yeah, he's definitely amazing, basically. Amazing worker and trainer.
Mm-hmm. He is really good trainer. Really attentive, really, you know, focuses and really good what he does.
What's your memories of your first ever wrestling match?
What did I do? I remember it was in Atlanta, and we had front row seats, and I remember touching Shawn Michaels and Triple H. That was probably my favorite part because they were DX at the time. So really cool experience, probably one of my favorite moments.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts of working with Amber Nova?
Amber, she's really great to work with. She's a really good worker. I really enjoy working her. Hopefully we can have another match soon.
And also, you also had a tag match also with working with a previous guest of the show, Sophia Castillo, and Cisco Sucio and the Djokovic. You was teaming with you basically. That was a interesting tag team right there.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Yeah, that was an interesting tag. I enjoyed that match, though. Beating up Cisco and Sophie. And then, and then we teamed together not too long ago for the six-man tag. She had to pick me. I guess I was last pick, so I ended up on her team.
Also, you also worked with Blake Banks also. That was another what was it like working with the guys?
Like working with the guys. It definitely gets you that experience and seeing how they work. But he took my championship, my rookie title, so I'm still a little salty about that.
Awesome. Definitely, you was the baby face in that match.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Blake is all about his money.
Right. What is it like working with Exara Grace?
It was interesting working with her, her being from a different country. And it was fun though. Actually, that's one of my favorite matches.
Also, you also worked with other anyone else you would like to work with outside of the States in the future?
I do want to work for the Kickstart My Heart promotion that was in Minnesota. I know that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's one of the promotions I like to work for. Just in general, out of the state. I mean, there's people I like to work with, but I don't know necessarily out of the state or where they are located.
Yeah, it's another promotion that's in your area also, that's Evolve also, or Shine also. That's another way to start out at also, a lot of good women workers at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shine. I'm definitely trying to get into more promotions, but just also been working on making sure that my skill is where it needs to be and working to just make myself a better wrestler.
Yes. There's other other top talent out there that made it to the big companies at an early age. That's in WWE mm-hmm. right now, like a Aaliyah, and I remember she was a guest on here like several years back, and she was I think 18 at the time, and a year later Vince picked her up, and she was basically signed. It's like this show has been a some type of charm for others to get into major promotions.
Yeah, I've heard of her. Her stuff is really nice. Yeah, I've seen a few of her stuff, a few of her things before her matches. That's pretty cool. That's what I'm working towards. I like to, at my age, I feel like I'm at a good age to get involved. That's why I'm trying to, get to a certain level before I really put myself in front of the right people, because you only get one first impression. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Do you currently watch the NXT or of a wrestling promotion products?
Oh yeah, I watch NXT. I watch you know, Raw, SmackDown, New Japan, watch all kinds of stuff. Ring of Honor.
It's like every promotion is now more of the women's division, basically, and that's the most focus on right now for a lot of promotions, especially Impact Wrestling with Tessa Blanchard as the World Heavyweight Champion.
Mhm. Yeah, it is. It's really a lot more opportunities for women now. That it's good. It's changing. A lot of the women are on top, getting longer matches, the championship. Really good.
Right.
Really excited to be in it at this time period.
Right. Exactly. And it's amazing. I was like comparing. It's like even the hip hop industry with females, basically like independent females compared to independent wrestling females, basically it's the same amount now. It's like so many to that's trying to sign to the major companies.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I guess it's more consistent. You know, everyone has their dreams of being signed with the companies. And, like, for me, I've always watched WWE, so that's where my goal is. But there's so many promotions now. There's so many ways to be successful. So, really, there's opportunities everywhere.
Yes. You never know, Paul Levesque or any of his representatives could be watching this show, podcast, or anywhere right there. They do very good up to date recruiting and stuff, especially in the Florida area.
Exactly. That's exactly why I moved here. Just for that and to have better opportunities as I'm wrestling and, you know, for to further my career with it.
Right. Yes, have you ever worked with Casey Lennox?
Yes, me and Casey actually have a match coming up soon at Team Vision. And because I guess she's upset that I beat her, her team last time in our match a few weeks ago.
Yes. She's another one that came from here, from Baltimore, to further have more experience coming to Florida also, to wrestle also. And she's amazing, basically.
Mhm. Yeah, she's really good. I love Casey.
Yes.
Love training with her.
And it seemed like Major League Wrestling actually gave her, you know, her as a backstage interviewer, and that worked very well also.
Mhm.
Yes, and we already seen her on, you know, make TV appearances for Impact Wrestling. Even WWE Performance Center, I'm sure, crying out for them on their reality show on the network.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. That was before I moved here, but, yeah, she has been doing really big things. Really proud of her.
Yes. And some have her compared to, you know, Alicia Fox. And when they first heard of her, they said, I guess because, you know, with Alicia Fox being a model and also and but it's a good compliment, basically.
Yeah, I can see that comparison.
Have any interest in going to overseas to places like the wrestle for like Japan, Stardom, CMLL, Mexico, or for AAA, Mexico, or any other countries?
Not currently. I mean, I definitely want to in the future, and I'm working towards promotions like that are out of, you know, the country or wherever it may be. But I don't know, with this coronavirus going on, I'm kind of chilling on traveling for a second.
Yes,
but
corona,
yeah, you definitely.
It's crazy.
And...
The shit is crazy, the coronavirus.
It is crazy, yeah. I'll wait till that blows over a little bit, then I'll start maybe traveling more. But because I was going to go to Puerto Rico, and I was trying to see if I could wrestle there because I have a friend who lives there, but I don't know, with all this crazy stuff, I'll wait a second.
All right. Why would they name it after alcohol beverage? I just don't understand that.
I have no idea, but I'm sure Corona sales are going down.
Right. It was so many parodies of it also, or people cutting back on Coronas, and that's what I thought at first when I first heard it. I said, is this coming from the alcohol?
Yeah, I think it
was.
I thought the same thing, but yeah, that's crazy.
I know they want to hurt the person that who came up with the name like that.
I know, right? Yeah, but luckily, I mean, for the Corona drinkers, it has nothing to do with it.
Right. And I noticed when they had the Ebola virus and all of a sudden that disappeared, you haven't heard from that in several years.
Yeah, good. Yeah, hopefully it's just one of those things that, you know, everybody gets hype about and it just blows over. I'm hoping so.
All right. And definitely New Japan and other promotions in Japan took cautious in canceling their shows, basically, in certain parts of Japan.
Yeah, I bet. Pretty much all of Asia. South Korea, I have a friend there who's talking about it today, but I hope everybody stays safe. I hope that they find a cure, or I don't know. I just hope it doesn't get too out of hand.
Right. And I just hope they find it and find this cure and just put an end to it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yes. Yeah, they definitely got the best doctors in the world.
Whether they want to help or not is, you know, that's on them. feel like sometimes these diseases, you know, they just benefit doctors because they have to pay so much money. Whereas a lot of people say population control. I don't know.
Right. Have you also worked with Lexi Gomez?
Not too much. I think we did like one thing together at it was the convention. I'm trying to think, what was it? It's like a back to school convention for kids, and we did a small spot in there.
Yes. She's amazing. She's a good worker to also been on this show also, and we wish her luck also, success.
Mm-hmm.
And who would you like to work with in the WWE one day?
Definitely Sasha Banks, probably. She's one person I really enjoy. Alexa Bliss. Everybody, honestly. But those two are some people I really enjoy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bianca Belair, actually, that's one of my favorites. Really inspiring and motivated by her work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you and Sasha Banks working basically in.
Yeah, that was.
She has. Right. And I think that that will help your character also. Come off like, a China doll persona like that compared to Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I can see that. I've thought about making my personality kind of like that.
And also, they've been doing these bringing in an enhancement talent or any the job out on to do Swatch matches on TV to certain to like Bellies and others right there. You never know, you might be one of them that get called up.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's cool how they put people out there in that sense.
Yeah, I think that's what I've been missing lately. I think it's been 2 or 3 months they had a Swatch match basically.
Yeah, with who was it?
It was, I think, Cameron Brené working with on SmackDown. Who she was? I think it was Eva Bailey or Carmella or Charlotte Flair.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah,
yes, and she's another one that's been on the show also, and like a few months she's on in WWE SmackDown. It'd be trending and stuff even when it's preliminary guys and women basically appearing on both shows, and they trending a whole lot of trending. They get more, you know, name value.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah. It's important to, just stay relevant and keep working even when you are to that point.
Right. And definitely WrestleMania be there in Florida in April, basically in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah. I actually, I'll be doing the POW show. So I'll be fighting La Brava for her title April the 4th. So around that time, I do want to go, but I'm not sure if I'll. I may have to end up watching it on TV.
Also, what was like winning your first title from at I Believe in Wrestling?
That was a really good feeling. You know, just feeling like your hard work is paying off, and with Christian, I mean, yeah, Christian, he's really good. So it was really cool to, you know, go head to head with him and, you know, get the title. It felt really good. Really happy about that.
Awesome. And it's going to be so many shows, especially at WrestleCon and WrestleMania weekend. So much opportunity to work at.
Definitely, yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, a lot of shows.
Yes. And I know that Sean will probably have something there with Evolve. Even Shimmer could be making an appearance back to Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are doing something in Tampa, too.
Yes. And I think Impact Wrestling will be there, too, also. Of course, Major League Wrestling, still trying to relaunch their women's division with Priscilla Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And... But I guess AEW, they're not going to partake in this one, right? For this WrestleMania weekend, maybe a few of their talent will on certain shows, like at WrestleCon, like the Luchasaurus and Jurassic Faction.
Yeah,
what's your thoughts of?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's your thoughts of a woman winning the men's world title?
I think that just shows how far we've come. I mean, as women and getting the chances and opportunities that we do, I think it's great because in this day and age, you know, there's a lot of feminism. Equality with the women rights and whatnot. So I think it's really good for us. Really, you know, just more opportunity. So much opportunity.
Yes, definitely more opportunity, yes. And
yes.
It's some of the haters out there that didn't like it, and they just chauvinistic. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's with anything. There are always going to be people who disagree, who agree. If you don't like it, I mean, don't watch it.
Right. It's just like Nala Rose being the first transgender to win a major women's belt at AEW, and why play politics against her? Don't bully her and stuff. It's pro wrestling.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I can see where, you know, how people are, but people are always going to talk. So, like I say, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Exactly. And they just definitely just need to stay far from it right there. Even some claim that they're not going to watch it, but they... it doesn't mean to stay away from the whole product.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't. It's just, you know, you watch what you watch and you like what you like. Different promotions do
right.
Different things. So.
Right. Especially it's been other ones that won. It been men that won the women's title. It been even women before that won a major belt like China did also. The IC lady in the Continental Championship.
Yeah. No, it is really. There's a lot of opportunities for women here today. So, you know, it's a good time to be in the business as a woman. So I'm proud and excited to, you know, see what I can do and see where it goes from here.
Yes. Definitely. And I'm still waiting on I think there'll be another idea for the Dirty Network or maybe for USA for all WWE women's show also.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yes. And I see maybe AEW also doing that also for Extra Hour Block also on TNT. But they seem like they're doing a good job of bringing women in there and doing AEW dog that's getting a crowd for AEW and putting over other women basically, and it's amazing to watch AEW dog right there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, like I said, there's a lot going on, a lot of I want to be a part of. And, you know, just excited to be here in this time period.
Yes, this business is getting popular. Some still don't think it's a wrestling boom, but it's getting there every year, basically, with the more opportunities and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. It's different. It's a lot of different things. Yeah, it's a lot of just like different opportunities, different things. It is a lot different because in the past, you know, it's more like the Attitude Era, so we're kind of in a different era right now. It's a lot of skills, a lot of moves that you know, have to have, and a lot that you have to portray in the business at this point. A lot of skill people have coming in.
Yeah, that's true. Also, can you plug your upcoming shows or events for listeners out there?
Yeah, for sure. For Team Vision, I Believe in Wrestling, we have one coming up April 3rd. It's every first and third Friday of the month, and our new spot is in Winter Park. Let's see, let me get the actual address. It's 931 South Cimarron Boulevard. So definitely, if anyone's interested in pro wrestling, come check it out. Come check out the shows. And April 4th, I do have POW, where I'll be wrestling La Brava. So, a lot of good things coming up.
Awesome. Yes, get some more gold. Yes.
Yes, for sure.
And also, would you like to plug your any other things that where fans can keep update with you?
My Instagram, Twitter is all Kaya Dream. That's KIAHDREAM. So definitely I'm post more on Instagram than anything. Check me out on there. I'm trying to get more into the social media as far as Facebook as well. But right now it's just mainly Instagram.
Awesome. Yes, we definitely running short. Kaya Dream, you can come back anytime to the show for anything, any rants, whatever, you name it, you can come back to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I had fun on the show tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you have a good night.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kaya Dream. If you want to download this show and listen to the replay, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio, or on a Facebook fan page at WrestlingIt Factor Radio/It Factor Entertainment Radio. You can check out the archives there as well. For Benitez, I'm about to sign off, y'all. Catch you on Wednesday, that will have MLW 7-foot big man Logan. We out.
All these bitches mad, I got my sack up. You ain't gon' do nothing, little bitch, you could back up. All these bitches thinking they can fuck with me. What is good? Bitch, I need some company. One deep and you little bitches under me. Hair done, nail done, bitch, that's every day. Every day I'm getting this cake, you broke, I can't relate. I tried to put you bitches on, but it's a little too late. You was talking hella shit, that chopper in your face. Bitch, you know your place, you cannot fuck with me. Hit that nigga on my line, and he stuck with me. Big B's, big bands, bitch, I'm bubbling. Fuck a friend, my Glock, it be lovely. Just left my show and you hoes ain't touching me. Always talking on the net, don't never do none. Free 600 breezy, bitch, he gon' brew some. Call Molly Brazy, bitch, she gon' shoot some. Got the gang with me, bitch, we gon' brew some. Got my racks up, bitch, you see them honey stuff. Bad bitches in the back, they getting drunk as fuck. Thick hoes, shaking ass, bitch, fuck it up. Better watch yourself, cause you touch me, you gon' get touched. Now it don't take much to get a bitch gone. Five bands on your head, send you home. Late nights and we creepin' to the mall.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts...